Hi, this is Steve Metz, curator of Lost at Sea. The last stop on our audio tour is this picture of Alexander Selkirk, the Scottish mariner on whom Daniel Defoe based the story of Robinson Crusoe. This image shows Selkirk in front of the house he made for himself on the island, dancing with his cats and young goats for his rescuer, Captain Edward Cook. It's a happy domestic scene in which all the figures, even the animals, are doing what they are supposed to do. In Defoe's version of this story, the castaway hero would become a powerful symbol for the capacity of human beings to overcome disorienting circumstances. This image shows that Selkirk's 4 solitary years on the South Pacific island of Juan Fernandez were already understood as a kind of domestic triumph before Defoe wrote his novel. For early modern readers who eagerly devoured this tale, Selkirk's survival was a victory for human order and a reaffirmation of the ability of British subjects to survive and thrive in a global environment. Selkirk's unruly life would see him die at sea, probably of yellow fever, a decade or so later. His time on the island would be memorialized by Defoe's novel and William Cooper's famous poem that begins, "I am monarch of all I survey." The contrast between the triumphant literary visions of Cooper and Defoe and the saltwater burial of the Scottish mariner off Africa measure the tension and struggle involved in early modern English culture's turn to the deep oceans.